Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Today's cattle futures fell on hard times with May feeder cattle down $3.25 at $146.37. So they really got hit pretty hard. About midday here, and they continued to work their way lower. Friday we had an on-feed report, which was considered bearish, but we've also got some technical damage now. The May feeders went through the early April low, which was 146.60. Of course, today they went all the way down to 146.07. So the next support line would be 145.17 back on March the 6th. April feeder cattle sort of the same action, down 305, or excuse me, August feeder cattle down 305 at 156.67. Also going back to some critical levels here, but we're now, instead of the early April lows, now we're on a support line if you draw from the previous low. So there is some support at these areas along with 50-day moving averages, etc., that may hold the market steady. There was some live cattle cash trade today, 461 head listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange and some traded at 127, which would be steady with last week, but that has the April live cattle down 140 at 126.92, right in line with where the cash market is. And the hogs currently are up anywhere from 40 to $1.20 here as they found some strength.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Grain markets continue to press out new contract lows. Corn was down about a nickel here, putting July corn at 355, down 5.25. Beans were down 7, and then wheat closed on their lows too, with Chicago wheat down 6 to 7 cents and Kansas City down 10. If you look at a long-term chart of Kansas City wheat, just the front month continuous chart, you know, the price seems low, but we've actually been significantly lower. Back in December of 17, the price went all the way down to 394, and then lower than that back in looks like 2016, it was around $3.70. So we've actually been lower than where we are currently. Even though this price seems low, it has been lower. Of course, we've been up to $6 back in 2018 too. So quite a big move here. Looks like the wheat crop overall is looking pretty good at this point. And maybe even improving with some of the moisture we've got. And then cotton today was down hard, down 70 to 80 cents, with December at 76.06 for the December contract. There are some people out there calling for that 79 to 80 cent range being some pretty significant resistance. Of course, the market's been as low as in February. It was down around 72 for that December. So a lot of people saying that is the next one to go. So time will tell. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.